I'm Carol Hills with The World. It's Marathon Monday here in Boston, and it was a Kenyan double this year. Edna Kiplagat won the women's race in 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 52 seconds. Kiplagat is a Kenyan police officer. She was greeted at the finish line by her children and other family members. And among the men, Kenya's Jeffrey Kirui came in first with a time of 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds. Last year, by the way, it was another East African double at the Boston Marathon, but the top finishers then were from Ethiopia. Now, you and I might think of a marathon as the ultimate test of endurance, but we're about to meet a woman who excels at running much longer distances. Meera Rai is a former child soldier from rural Nepal. 3 years ago, she didn't know mountain trail running was a sport. Now she's one of the top long-distance, high-elevation mountain runners in the world. She's also National Geographic's Adventurer of the Year, the subject of a new documentary, and slated to appear on the cover of Outside Magazine's women's issue next month. Anne Bailey has her story.
This is Hong Kong, and this is from Somoni. Somoni Trophy.
Meera Rai pulls trophies from a glass case at her house in Kathmandu. I ask her to show me the one from her first trail running race in Nepal, the one that launched her career 3 years ago. But she says there wasn't a trophy for that race.
No trophy.
The day Rai showed up for that 50K mountain trail race outside Kathmandu, she had no idea what she was getting into.
I went there thinking it was a training run. I don't know, it was a race. I just had a t-shirt and pants on. Other runners had backpacks and food, and I went with nothing. But I just ran and ran.
Hours later, Rai became the first and only woman to cross the finish line.
Continue.
I just continued to run, and then I didn't know. But I won.
A month later, she entered the 180K Mustang Trail race in Nepal and won again. Then she took first place in races in Hong Kong, Italy, and France. A year later, she had an endorsement deal with Salomon and became the subject of an award-winning documentary simply titled Meera. In January, she was voted National Geographic's Adventurer of the Year. And she's just 29. It's not a life she imagined for herself.
Hello, good morning.
Like many rural Nepalis, Rai grew up poor. She quit school at age 12 to help support her family. She'd carry heavy bags of rice across miles of rugged trails to the local market.
The work was difficult there. The slopes were steep, so there wasn't much cultivation. For 6 months, we had food to eat, and for 6 months, we had nothing.
In the mountains all around her, a Maoist rebellion had been raging for years. Armed rebels were fighting to overthrow the Nepali monarchy and establish a people's republic. So when the Maoists came to her village in 2002 looking for recruits, Rai joined up. She was 14.
I went there not because I understood their intentions or policies, but because I wanted to do something.
Rai saw it as a way to help her siblings and as a way out for her.
In my village, girls weren't a priority. But the Maoists always talked about equality, which was something I wanted in my own life. So I left my education and joined them because I thought I could become something through the training. And I did end up learning many new skills.
Like how to shoot assault weapons. She also became a black belt in karate and excelled at running. Rai told her mother when she left that she'd be gone for a week. It was more like 2 years. Her father and uncle searched for her. Her mother even tried to commit suicide.
When I remember that moment, I feel like crying. It's very difficult. I never wanted my mother to go through that because of me.
When the armed conflict ended in 2006 under a UN-brokered peace agreement, Rai was 17. She thought she'd continue as a soldier in the Nepali army, but she was considered too young. So she returned to her village, devastated. She stayed in touch, though, with her karate instructor from the Maoist camp and focused on keeping herself physically fit. He eventually invited her to live with his family in Kathmandu. Every morning at 6, she stretches and practices at his dojo. She calls her karate instructor her guru and says he pushes and inspires her. A A few miles away, a group of Nepali girls say the same thing about Meera Rai.
Actually, we are inspired from Meera Rai. She looks like a boy, but yeah, she has good skills.
She looks like a boy.
Yeah, and talks like a boy.
This is the Himalayan Children's Home. The girls here take turns telling me why they like running and what Meera Rai told them the day she visited their running club.
She said, never give up. And she told us that running is also good for our health.
I asked the running club if it's easy to do sports as a girl in Nepal. They all shake their heads no.
Whereas a concept that girl cannot play anything, football, basketball, sports things. The things that girls are very weak to do.
Our Nepali society doesn't accept girl to be sportsman.
Meera proved that girls can also do something in life. Meera is happy to encourage these girls, though she knows sports alone won't change things in Nepal's conservative society, especially in the rural areas.
We're considered backward just because we're women, but we're not backward. We should be involved in sports, and we should make our country known for that.
Unfortunately, Nepal's government has barely acknowledged Rai's success and doesn't see mountain racing as a sport.
It's sad that everybody says mountain racing is a sport, but in my own country, the government doesn't recognize it.
But Rai isn't giving up.
I want to transfer the chance I got to my little sisters in Nepal. I want to help them learn what I learned and reach where I am today. I want them to have as big a name as mine someday.
For the World, Anne Bailey, Kathmandu, Nepal.
You can watch the trailer to that documentary about Meera Rai. That's at PRI.org. And that's our show today. From the Nan and Bell Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Back with you tomorrow.